You are listening to the Yummy Mummy Podcast, the best of series. What?
Welcome to the Yummy Mummy Podcast, where you will learn brand new and shockingly different tools to lose weight for the last time. And now, here's your host, certified life and weight loss coach, Laura Conley.
Welcome to the show. You guys, are you excited? I am. So, we are releasing the best of series every Thursday from now until who knows when. So without further ado, I want to give you one of the best episodes that we have ever recorded. Enjoy it. Let me know what you think. I can't wait to drop episodes to you every single week on Thursdays. Don't worry. The new content, the new freshy fresh will still be coming to you on Tuesdays. And of course, if you have any questions, just email me, laura@lauraconley.com. Enjoy this episode and have the best day ever. So today I want to talk about scale jail. Do you guys have the scale scaries? Like, do you wake up? Are you afraid to weigh yourself? Do you weigh yourself? Do you even have a scale? Okay. It's really important that you listen to this episode because I think I have maybe an unpopular opinion around the scale, but I think you adopting what I think, you know, not to brainwash you or anything, but, you know, to brainwash you. But I really think that dismantling so much of the drama around the scale is really important in you losing weight for the last time. So why are so many of us afraid of the scale? Like, if you are afraid of the scale, or if you have been afraid of the scale in the past, or you know someone who's afraid of the scale, like, why? Why are so many of us afraid of the scale? I'll tell you why. We're not actually afraid of the scale. We're afraid of the story we're going to tell about the number on the scale. We're scared of our own brains, our own minds. And this is actually great news, you guys, because we can't change the scale in that moment when we step on it. I mean, tell me if I'm wrong. Have you guys ever moved the scale around your bathroom? Have you moved it to like another level of your house to see if you could get it to go lower? Have you like blow dried your hair before you've gotten on the scale? The tricks are hilarious. I love hearing from my clients about what they do, their little rituals around weighing themselves. I remember like when I was still going through my diet drama, I would be like, right before I healed, and I'd be like, oh, gotta have dry hair. I have to have gone to the bathroom. I have to have breastfed my baby. I have to have, there's a whole list of things I had to do before I would get on the scale. So we're afraid of the scale because of what we're going to make the number mean about who we are. And it's usually something about our worth or our value. It's so crazy how much power we hand over to the scale. And the scale is just like literally, you guys, a neutral measuring device. It's reading a number. It's not reading out, you suck. Why can't you do this? You're not worth anything. This whole plan that we decided on is not working. You know what? We're a failure. This plan, you know, works for everybody else. It doesn't work for me. So that must mean that I'm a literal failure, right? We make it mean so much. We allow it to control our mood. Have you guys ever, I tell a story all the time about how I'd be halfway through my day. It'd be like 2:30. I'd be sitting at my desk. Back when I was in corporate, or I'd be, you know, driving around again, back when I was in corporate, and I'd be like, God, why am I in such a bad mood? And I would think about it and I'd be like, oh yeah, I didn't weigh what I wanted to weigh today. Right. So we give the scale so much power. We let it dictate our emotions. It's like riding this emotional roller coaster. If we get on the scale and it says something that we like, then we get to be happy. But if we get on the scale, especially when we've been following our plan, right, or our protocol, or whatever you want to call it, we step on and we're like, oh my God. And we are so disappointed. We're so defeated. We're so freaking pissed. So we really allow the scale to dictate our mood, our emotions. I mean, I can imagine, like, I just wasn't as happy as when I was giving my power over to the scale. Like, I know there's moms out there because you guys are my clients and I talk to you like all the time, every day. But right, we're like kind of snapping at our kids over breakfast, or we're not as sweet to our husband. Or if he goes to like, you know, grab our waist, we're like quick to jerk away and not engage in that affection. So it really is important that you neutralize the scale. Now, a lot of people's solution to the scale is to throw it away. I do not want you throwing away the scale. No, because the scale is not the problem, you guys. It's your brain. And so if you don't see the thoughts that you think about yourself, if you do not allow the scale to be a mirror for you as to what you think about you, then those thoughts will still be playing out subconsciously, right? So I actually want you to weigh yourself and I want you to allow the thoughts to come up, right? All the negative thoughts to come up so that you can see them. You can hold them up, take a really good look at them and decide, you know what? This thought is not serving me. This thought is making me feel defeated. It's making me feel worthless. It's making me feel ashamed. And I don't ever want to think this thought again. Now, remember, you guys, I don't necessarily want you doing a 180. If you step on the scale and it says a number that you quote unquote don't like, I don't want you to be like, God, I suck. Nothing's working and I'm totally worthless. I'm never going to figure this out. I don't want you flipping it completely on a 180 and being like, I'm amazing. I'm the most beautiful creature in the history of the world. I mean, do it if you can get there. Like if you can believe those new intentional thoughts, go for it. But you may want to find a thought in the middle, something more like, this is a number. This is neutral. This is good information for me to have so that I can move forward and create what I want to create. You guys, the scale, the reason I really love the scale is because it's a mirror for you to see your brain. If you do not clean up those thoughts will still live in your subconscious and they will still be creating emotions, which then create actions that probably aren't serving you, right? So if you step on the scale and you think it's not working, something's wrong with me. Then you feel defeated. And then because you feel defeated, you throw in the towel and you eat 7 cupcakes and you scream at the top of your lungs at your kids. Have you been there or have you been there? Instead, what if you thought, this is an interesting piece of data? And then maybe you feel more accepting. And then maybe you just go about your day, one foot in front of the other as you move forward. It doesn't have such a hold on you. So I really do not recommend you getting rid of the scale because you're missing an opportunity. If you actively, intentionally do not have a scale, it's probably because you are afraid of your own brain and what you want to make that number mean. Now, again, a lot of those thoughts have been programmed into our brain by our society, by the way that we've been socialized, by the way that we've been conditioned. But again, so it's not like your fault that you have all these thoughts that are not serving you, but it is your responsibility to clean them up if you want to lose weight for the last time, if you want to feel the way you want to feel, if you want to have power over your feelings and your emotions. So number one, I love the scale because it's such a beautiful mirror for what you're thinking about yourself. And you guys, I want you to know that you are 100% worthy. Your value and your worth as a person is intrinsic. You're born 120,000,000% worthy. Nothing can change this. This is like a literal fact. Your value is set at 100% worthy, okay? The other reason why I like the scale is because the scale actually is a pretty decent measuring device. It's not perfect, no, but it is the best measuring device that we have available to us on a daily basis to help us see, are we moving in the direction that we want to be moving in terms of losing weight, right? It really is a neutral measuring device. You guys, I literally asked my PhD scientist husband, Dr. Brian Conley, what does the scale measure? Because I always say the scale measures your gravitational pull. And he said, I mean, it basically does. Okay. It measures your fat. Yeah. It measures your muscle, measures your bones, like your giant femur bones. It measures your
organs, it measures your hair, your skin, like it measures your whole body. But he says the definition is your mass times your gravitational constant. Okay. Guys, my point is it's a neutral measuring device that actually can help us to collect data and make a hypothesis or make a theory, really. Hey, is what I'm doing working? Right? Most of us can't submerge ourselves into some water tank to collect our amount of body fat, right? This is a really good device. We've just made it out to be so bad. It's like, if you go to the doctor, would you ever, they're like, okay, it's time for us to measure your height. Would you ever be like, oh God, I cannot see that number. Do not let me see that number. No, no. You would just be like, okay. And then you would have your height measured. Same with your blood pressure or your pulse or whatever else they measure when you go to the doctor. You're like, sure. The only actual measurement that we care about is our weight because we make it mean something, usually negative, right? But when they're like, you're 5'3.5", most of us are like, okay, cool, moving on. Because we haven't made our height. Now, some of you care about your height, but most of us do not care about our height. You haven't made your height mean anything about who you are as a person. So it literally doesn't matter, right? It just rolls off your back. You don't even notice. I want you to start to approach the scale the same exact way. It's actually pretty reliable. Now, it's going to go up and down, right? As you're losing weight for the last time, the scale is going to go up and down. It's not going to be this linear. Go and check out all my infographics that I have on my clients. You'll see that their graphs are not this perfect decline, right? It doesn't look like one straight line from point A to point B going down in a diagonal direction, right? It's kind of bumpy. You can kind of see on there. It's two steps forward, one step back, two steps forward, one step back. This is how we lose weight for the last time, two steps forward and one step back. It's literally the only way if you're doing it for the last time and you're not over restricting and being a crazy person. So I want you guys to know that will water weight play a role? 100%. If you get sick and you're on antibiotics, will that play a role? Yes, probably. If you have a big weekend and you eat a lot of food, it's probably going to be reflected on the scale, right? So the scale is really, really, really helpful in determining, hey, are we achieving what we've set out to achieve? I want to give you a real life example of why it's really important to think about the number they're reading on the scale intentionally. If I were to give you homework, and you guys know I'll give you homework, I would have your takeaway. This really is your takeaway. What do you want to think before you get on the scale, when you get on the scale, and when you get off the scale? What do you want to think on purpose? And I'm going to tell you why it's important to have these pre-programmed. My client, I'm just going to give you an example. This just happened last week. So she was sick and she was taking some medicine, and she thought that because of the medicine that she was up on the scale. Now, full disclosure, she was eating a little bit off protocol as well. So she was up on the scale. She was, I think it was 155 on the scale, right? And so her brain wanted to really freak out because that had been a high number for her. And so her brain wanted to be like, you know what? It's not working. Oh my God, this sucks. I can't believe it. But when she looked at it, she was like, you know what? It is working. Number one, I'm on medicine that I have a funny, sneaky suspicion is making me gain weight. It's holding on to water weight. And I've been eating off protocol. I've been eating in a way that is not serving me, right? So she's like, actually, the scale is just depicting what's going on. And so she was able, those are her thoughts, right? So she was able to have really intentional, clean thoughts and not freak out. Now, had she freaked out, pretend it was a year ago, she would have thought, oh my God, this sucks. I ruined all of the work that I've done. I am struggling so hard. I can't, this is so unfair. And then she would have felt completely defeated, so disappointed. She would have gone into despair spiral, right? Can you guys see that? You see a number that you don't like on the scale and you make it mean it's not working. You feel so defeated and then you go and you eat all the things. You use it as an excuse to eat all the things. And that is when it becomes a problem, right? It's not the couple pounds up because of the water weight and because of the eating off protocol. It's when we compound it because we think the optional thought of it's not working. I never, ever, you know, I like to put you guys on word diets, right? I never, ever, ever want you thinking the thought it's not working. I always want you to think there's a reason. I know exactly why I'm up on the scale. I never want you thinking, I don't know why it's up. You know, my client was really good in how she trained her brain because she did not entertain those thoughts. Her brain may have offered them, but she did not entertain or believe them. And thank God, because she was right. It was water weight and it fell off. It was so crazy. She was thinking about changing her goal for the end of January to something higher than she had originally set at the beginning of the week because she had this number that was a little higher than where she had been trending the week before and the week before that. And I coached her and I told her not to change her goal and to just keep going without over restricting. And without throwing in the towel, right? Without eating off protocol as well. And you guys, 6 days later, she had hit her January 31st goal. She was down to 148 because it really was water weight. And then she got right back on protocol and she was totally fine. You guys can see, right? I always talk about that movie, Sliding Doors. You can see she had option one, think the thought, it's not working. Something's wrong. This sucks. Screw it. And then she would have felt defeated and then she would have eaten all the cupcakes. That's option one. And then she would have gained weight, right? Option two, be like, huh, I know exactly why this is. I ate off protocol and I'm holding on to water weight. Wow. It's a little uncomfortable. It's okay. And then she feels the feeling of acceptance and commitment. And then what does she do? She eats on protocol. And then what happens? She hits her goal early. Oh my God, it's mind-blowing. It's the best example of why you want to be intentional about what you're going to think before you step on the scale, what you're going to think during, what you're going to think after. Program your brain. You guys, this is a practice. If you've been very practiced at thinking it's not working, this sucks, I hate it, and then going down that hole of disappointment and frustration and all of that, you're going to have to practice these new thoughts of course I know why. There's always a reason. I know my brain wants to be like, I don't know how I could possibly gain this weight. No, you guys, there's always a reason. Find it. Be in control. You can control this. It still is two steps forward, one step back. But that's what's so cool is that you are the one in charge, not the scale. If the scale was in charge, we would be screwed, right? Because it would just read a number and then we'd have to feel like shit all day. But you know, in that moment, you can't change the scale, right? But what can you change? Your brain. So that's why this is great news. You have an opportunity now to use the scale to help you. It's even been proven, you guys, that the people that weigh themselves regularly, and I'm going to tell you what I recommend about weighing yourselves, the people that weigh themselves regularly are proven to lose more weight than people that don't. So my recommendation is that you weigh yourself every single day. And then people want to be like, oh my God, why? That's crazy. No, once a week is plenty. Okay, fine. Weigh yourself once a week if you want to. But my recommendation is every single day. Because what if tomorrow you weigh yourself and weigh 161 and then you lose 2 pounds, but next week on that same day, say tomorrow you weigh yourself, it's a Monday or a Wednesday, whatever. Say tomorrow is a Monday, you weigh yourself, it's 161. And then next week you weigh yourself on a Monday and it's 161 because you're about to get your period on that next Tuesday, right? Because you've got some water weight. But really, that whole entire week you actually lost 2 pounds, right? So you want to see that and you want to identify with the lowest number. You want to start to believe that that is who you are and that is what you weigh now, right? That's the practice in becoming and being your future self now. Again, it's 2 steps forward, 1 step back. But that's why I reckon, why wouldn't you get the little hit, right? We're taking away some of the dopamine hits by not having a cupcake every night or whatever your thing is. So why not give yourself a little tiny hit on the scale? Why not weigh yourself every single day and see the progress you're making? And if you aren't making progress, it's good data so that you can change your protocol. And if your brain is coming up with a lot of bullshit, it's another opportunity for you to clean it up and you to be in charge. Okay, you guys, so that is what I have for you today. I want you to create some post-its and I want you to go and I want you to post what you're going to think before you step on the scale, during the scale, and after. Now, it may be the same exact thought. It may be 3 different thoughts. You want to test these thoughts. Make sure they're making you feel the way that you want to feel. In control, accepting, committed, whatever.
What did you guys think of the best of? It's so good, right? All right. So if this resonated with you, get on over to lauraconley.com, click work with me. You've tried all of the other things that don't work. Try the new and different thing. Stop doing the same thing and expecting a different result. This is new and different because we work on your mindset. If you feel like you know all the things and you just can't get yourself to do them, the reason why is because you haven't changed your brain. You haven't worked on your mindset. And that's exactly what we do inside the Yummy Mummy. Love you. Have the best day ever. Ciao, ciao.
Hey, if you've enjoyed listening to this podcast, I would love it. If you leave a rate, review, and a subscribe on whatever you're listening to this podcast in. Pretty pleased with the cherry on top. It would help me so much, and it would help all the other mamas out there hear this message. Thank you in advance. I really appreciate it. And you have to come check out the Yummy Mummy Experience. It's my proven lose weight for the last time group coaching and course. Head to lauraconley.com and just click work with me. Other than that, you guys, I would love to give you a free gift. If you want your free listener-only gift, go to lauraconley.com/gift, and from there, you will get your free best ever weight loss hack. So cool. The last thing I want to tell you, you guys, is I do have a free Facebook group. It's called, you guessed it, The Yummy Mummy. Lose weight for the last time. End body drama and get food freedom. You can just search that in Facebook, or again, you can head to the show notes and you'll find the link there. All right, you guys, have the best day ever.